Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We get a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of it really serious stuff with the shutdown continuing. We had Governor Shapiro right here in Pittston Township at the food bank locally. He called out the local congressman. He also talked about the state budget delay and in his thoughts on what had happened on Election Day, which was a big day for Democrats pretty much across the board here, statewide. National as well. We'll get to that as well. The SNAP fight continues. I do not understand why the administration thinks it's good to continue to fight trying to help feed people. But we'll get into that as well. And the president changing the numbers as to cuts in the airlines and the flights. It seems very political. He's saying it's 10% one time, 4% another time. And is there any deal possibly in sight? Yeah. We'll get into all of that. I thought we'd start things off on a lighter note.
To who, Nancy? Some people are going to. I mean, I understand. I guess.
Look, there has been so much fun with what this is about in the headlines, in the stories, everything. And what I'm talking about is the sandwich guy, the guy who chucked a sub at a federal agent. His name, Sean Dunn. I love the way the stories go.
He should have been done, thrown away for life.
The fact that the feds continued to take this thing to trial. Imagine the money wasted on this thing. But anyway, the news reports, just the fun they had with the topic. Remember, nobody was hurt. Okay, nobody was hurt here. Right. This does not say we think it's a good idea to chuck food or anything else at anyone, including law enforcement. No one's saying that.
Can I just double down to say, yeah, don't throw things at people.
No, it's just not good. But in this case, this all seems to have gone way too far. Here's a little bit of the story from NBC News. Jurors showed no appetite for the Justice Department's case against Sandwich Guy, the D.C. resident who chucked a Subway sandwich at the chest of a federal officer. So the jury, which feasted on sandwiches for lunch on Thursday, I don't know if they were Subway, they deliberated for several hours, Wednesday and Thursday, folks, before delivering the verdict. I've covered murder trials where they've come to an agreement quicker. Anyway, Sean Dunn, who himself is a former Justice Department paralegal, was facing that single misdemeanor count after the federal grand jury rejected more serious charges over the encounter. This happened in August.
Right.
And look, there's so much that's just funny about this thing. And again, not to make light of it, it's not a good thing for anybody to do. But we know tensions have been high also. Having many times armed either military or, you know, federal agents in cities, which has upset people and caused them to, you know, go out and protest. A Border Patrol officer, though, Greg Lairmore, he's the guy who got the subway in the chest.
Even
his own coworkers were having fun about this thing. He received two gag gifts related to the incident, a plush sandwich and a patch featuring a cartoon of Dunn throwing the sandwich with the words felony footlong. And the defense team used that to show this is not serious. Even his friends are having fun with him. I was reading the other day someone who was covering the case. And this is the post that they made on it. And I'm sorry if you can't chuckle at this. It's just funny
reporters
stuff.
Reporters and news people love when they can make big puns about silly stories.
Yeah, and I don't even know if these were puns so much. It was just silliness. What was testified to.
Oh, this is better. Okay.
So Molly Roberts, who is with Lawfare blog, and they cover legal, cases. Back for day two of Sandwich Guy's trial. In government opening statement, this case is about the fact that you can't go around throwing stuff at people when you're mad. Defense begins with, he did it, he threw the sandwich. Goes on to argue the throw was an exclamation mark at the end of a verbal outburst. The officer Sandwich Guy is charged with assaulting testifies he could feel the impact of the sandwich through his ballistic vest, and it, quote, exploded all over my uniform. He says he could smell the onions and the mustard, end quote. Defense wants gag gifts provided to the officer after the incident included in discovery. As we said, one was the plushie sandwich, another a patch that says, if I heard correctly, felony footlong. Sounds like we won't end up seeing these physically, but we'll hear how they're described. Cross-examination now underway. Witness says he hadn't read the marking the District of Columbia safe and beautiful executive order he was supporting that night. Believe the order only covers federal areas. A bit earlier, the officer, Agent Lairmore, was shown the end of an Instagram video of the incident with a subway footlong on the ground, accompanied by the text, "This sandwich is going up in history."
God. When the sandwich landed, did they outline it in chalk just to keep it there?
We're back to the sandwich video. The paper, the defense points out, is still on. You don't see there's mustard on it. You can't tell there's ketchup on it, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato. In fact, that sandwich hasn't exploded at all. This is what they're saying. They're trying to show you. Where are the condiments? We don't see the condiments. So
this is court testimony.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't think the defense was going for a pun when they called him a seasoned officer.
Look at that.
My gosh. Anyway, they go. The government's next witness, Metro Police Department Detective Dana Henry, describes the sandwich throw as like a baseball pitch.
Just a sandwich and not dangerous.
There's another part here. We are back. The video of Sandwich Guy in the station processing room has played multiple times. Sitting handcuffed on the bench, says in the footage he was trying to draw them away from where they were. All right. And so I wanted to find the part where they found onions on the antenna of the cop car.
I was just going to say, I keep hearing about onions, but there's no court dust. That actually changes everything. Right. I just want to say again, nobody should throw anything.
No, but this thing is just so ridiculous that it even went to this point.
Yeah.
So, yes, he said he was hit, and he said that there was an onion around the antenna on the police car.
I think he won a prize for that. sounds like a carnival game.
The whole thing is the amount of money and the expense just for this is just amazing.
That's the thing about this. Like, if I was out and someone threw a sandwich at me, I'd be like, what the hell? I'd be pissed. I'd be angry. But I also wouldn't end up in the ER. I don't think it would end up in a trial. Do you know what I mean? Like, this guy could have, I could see him being arrested for not assault. I guess it would be assault. But it would be like a real small charge. And you smack this guy and you go, what are you doing, you dummy? Don't act like that. We're civilized people.
Hey, look, you're busy as a Border Patrol officer. You got a lot of other things going on. You're wasting your time on this thing? Seriously. I don't get it. Anyway, after the verdict, Sandwich Guy thanked everyone for their support, emotional, spiritual, artistic, or financial. Let us not forget the Great Seal of the United States says, out of the many, one. You all have a right to live a life that is free. There you go.
By the way, signs you bought your tactical bulletproof vest from Temu, and then I felt the sandwich smash through my ballistic vest. I think you need a better vest. Am I wrong on that? For him to say, like, they felt it explode against... It was like a bullet, but again, made of bread and meats. And
enough to gag gifts and people making jokes about the felony footlong.
But again, no one should have done it.
No.
But again, that's like bumping into someone and ending up in court. Like, if it... And this wasn't an accident.
I think at some point, I'm going to be honest with you. At some point, I'm thinking, all right, I really didn't get hurt by this. I don't think it's good that this happened. But I don't think it's something that we need to go to trial over. It's kind of ridiculous.
If they had said, there's no criminal record, but your fine is $1,000 to teach him a lesson, it would have worked. And we probably would have been like, that seems pretty excessive, but you shouldn't throw things at officers. And I think we all would just go, okay, that's it. They just decided to say, we're going to make something out of this.
Yeah. What's really weird is, and here's one of the things that I believe the jury took into consideration.
Yeah.
He testified, the border agent, that the sandwich exploded all over his chest, claimed he could smell mustard and onions, which you could smell through a wrapped sub. But the photo showed the sandwich still in its wrapper on the ground. Right. So, you know, this
someone
thing
did a bad
about,
job wrapping it. Yeah, then.
So I really think a lot of this also had to hinge on the evidence. Like, come on, don't tell me that it blew apart. You would have seen that. There were people that took videos. You can see this incident. You can go. I watched it myself and you will see it. Yes, he threw it right at his chest. I did not see anything open up. I did not see any kind of mess anywhere. It was just plop on the ground.
But even if it had, and that wasn't in dispute.
But, still, it's about telling the truth.
I understand. Oh, yeah, I understand. But even if it had exploded everywhere, I think it's just, okay, you know what? Part of that $1,000 fine, you also have to pay for dry cleaning for his uniform. Again, but I feel like, I wouldn't be crazy. I wouldn't be upset if they were like, you learned your lesson because you shouldn't do that. But they just exaggerated these charges so much.
Mm-hmm. It's overblown.
And it blew up in their face?
In their chest?
I don't know. Like, I just. Please don't say this is right and then get upset about wasted taxpayer dollars because it's.
Because it really is a bit over the top. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to make a payment to fully fund the SNAP program. Folks, he said he was going to comply. They're giving you so many mixed messages. He was going to comply. Then he put out a post and said he wasn't. And then his mouthpiece, Carolyn Leavitt, went up and said, no, we're going to comply. They're not complying. They've been fighting complying. They don't care about feeding people or funding this program. From what I understand, this has to go. They gave them one day to do it, which would be today. I did see a story where they said they are going to appeal. This is nuts. Meanwhile, Governor Josh Shapiro visited the Weinberg Northeast Regional Food Bank here in Pittston Township yesterday, and he was talking about the cuts to the SNAP program and the efforts to combat them. And one of the things he did was tell people, go help your neighbors, donate if you can, whatever can be done now to help people. But he took a number of questions. First, we'll talk about the state budget, because that certainly is something that's been way overdue. And he was asked about that.
Look, I've been very, very clear. I mean, the Senate of Pennsylvania skipped town and they stopped doing their work. And frankly, this budget is long overdue. That's why last week I brought the leaders from all four caucuses, the two in the Senate, the two in the House, to my office each day for four straight days, twice a day, to hammer out these issues, to force them to come back and do their jobs. We resolve many of those issues. Now they got to come back to work, and I expect them to come back here in the next couple of days and wrap this up.
Yeah. And also, he was asked about, the whole program being on pause right now, the SNAP program and the crisis that is looming for many people, whether it's healthcare, whatever it may be. In this comment, Governor Shapiro calls out one of our local congressmen.
Understand that your congressman from this district voted to cut 510,000 Pennsylvanians off of their health care, and at the same time voted to cut about 140,000 of those 2 million Pennsylvanians off of SNAP. And the third thing they did was gut payments for Medicaid to rural hospitals, which is going to likely end up with 25 rural hospitals shuttering here in Pennsylvania. That's what your congressman voted for, and he was the deciding vote on that measure that President Trump signed into law. I was very, very clear to those congressmen as they were weighing this bill about the impact it would have, not just here in northeastern Pennsylvania, but all across this Commonwealth. They voted for it, eyes wide open, knowing what the results would be. I also was very clear that the state does not have the ability to backfill these cuts. And so this is a decision your federal government made to knock 500,000 people off of Medicaid, knock over 100,000 off of SNAP, and really harm our rural hospitals. I think it's shameful. And hopefully you will see a new Congress come and reverse those cuts going forward. And if Tuesday night is any indication, I think you're going to see a lot of change going forward here and hopefully reverse these damaging cuts.
Yeah. And he was alluding to Rob Bresnahan in the 8th District. But just so you know, Dan Muser, our other congressman, voted the exact same way. All right. What about the elections and the wins for Democrats in the state? Another question that he was asked about.
I did take note of the fact that Luzerne County Council had a dramatic shift. As a result of the election. Look, I think it was very clear that the people of Pennsylvania and Luzerne County and Erie County, Bucks County, other kind of bellwether communities and all across this Commonwealth voted for two things. Number one, they voted for more freedom and protection of their rights when they voted to retain the three Supreme Court justices. And second, they voted for people in their community that they believe are going to get stuff done for them. I think you juxtapose that with the chaos folks are seeing coming out of D.C. And what they want are leaders here who are going to fight for them, get stuff done for them, and protect their fundamental freedoms and rights. And
I know. I like how he's able to say get stuff done when he's in front of the news cameras. Sometimes he says get something else done,
It means he knows
when he's at a rally.
He has a good filter when he's live.
This is true.
I thought the results, by the way, were just said help. That was a good word, help. And that's why I think we saw such sweeping results. Just have other people step up.
People are saying, please pay attention to us.
Yes.
Because we're all struggling. Governor Josh Shapiro in Pittston Township at the Weinberg Food Bank.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There's still a lot of talk about what the message was sent on Election Day with the results. And I'm sorry, people can bend over backwards in a million ways to try to, you know, I've seen Republicans go, well, no big deal. We expected that they would win there. Look, there's no denying it. You look at Luzerne County, Bucks County, Erie County. These are like bellwether counties where Democrats had big, big wins. People are struggling. People were struggling last year. And people were like, we need change. We need help. Donald Trump said we will do it. And they haven't. I think it's as easy as that. And what's really sad is that he will not acknowledge your struggles and my struggles. He won't even admit that they exist. He was asked about affordability yesterday. And here's what he had to say.
Talk about the cost of Thanksgiving and the cost of living through Thanksgiving and enjoying Thanksgiving. For Joe Biden, it was 25% more than it is for me at a later time. Our energy costs are way down. Our groceries are way down. Everything is way down. And the press doesn't report it. The press reports whatever the con people say. You know, I call the Democrats con men and women. They make up numbers. But when you look at the 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me, meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous. It's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do. That they do a synopsis of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals. 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability because right now we're much less. If you look at energy, we're getting close to.
Yeah, he goes on talking about energy.
I don't want to talk about affordability. Look, we're going to get into the meat of what he just said. First of all, listening to him talk, he sounds like there's something going on there. But besides that, let's just this is the saddest thing with all the things that are going on. He is still going to. I believe he just believes if you say something enough, people will believe it. So. He's talking about Thanksgiving basket, which Walmart does. There's a thing where you can click at Walmart, I guess, .com, and it will automatically fill a basket for you for Thanksgiving. And he's comparing the price this year to the price from last year's basket, which is cheaper. But you know what? There's only 15 products in this year's basket. There were 21 in the basket last year. I feel sad that I have to tell you this, but these are important things for people to understand so that you can understand that he will lie to you. He will take something with a grain of truth to it. Yes, the basket is cheaper, but it's cheaper because you're not getting as many products. So not only that, in the basket this year, they have more of the Walmart Great Value store brand products than the regular name brand products they had last year. And what's sad is he takes this one thing to tell you that what you feel when you go to the grocery store, he's literally telling you that don't believe your eyes, don't believe your pocketbook. Because someone whispered in his ear, oh, this is cheaper this year, just say that. He even said literally. I don't want to talk about affordability anymore. Just imagine that. He doesn't want to talk about affordability anymore. No, he doesn't.
And again, this is my interpretation when he's like, so don't talk to me about affordability. I don't want to talk about that. It's kind of like, don't talk to me about your affordability BS because I know what's happening. And I don't think he does. I don't think any real elected officials do, but he should know better because if you're going to say, look, the worst of the worst criminals are coming over and they're murdering people. People go, oh, thank God it's not happening here, but they believe it. Everyone grocery shops. Yes. Everyone goes to the store. Everyone shops. Everyone knows how much it is. So it's really hard for people to buy into something when
when someone's outright lying to you, to tell you that the prices are not higher, that grocery prices are coming down.
Or cherry picking one thing.
It's not true. It's not true. So anyway, to bring this full circle, the basket at Walmart, it changes every Thanksgiving. Last year had a pre-made pecan pie. as well as the ingredients to make a pumpkin pie. This year's does not have the pecan pie. Last year you had russet potatoes and sweet potatoes. This year you don't have sweet potatoes. Last year you had two cans of cream of mushroom soup. This year's basket has one can. This year's basket omits other items that were in last year's basket. Miniature marshmallows, corn muffin mix, fresh onions, fresh celery stalks, and it includes fresh cranberries instead of slightly more expensive cranberry sauce. So, I mean, I know it's ridiculous that we have to like literally stop down and explain to you why the basket is cheaper because you're getting less stuff. Okay, and that's why you're not getting it would be apples to apples, or in this case, Thanksgiving meal to Thanksgiving meal. If you did the same, the sad thing is he takes that and uses that as cover for everything that costs you more today. But he doesn't want to talk about affordability anymore.
It's a different conversation he's having if it's not a Thanksgiving turkey, but we all ate steak. I mean, remember things like that. And also, you know, turkey prices are way up. Most people don't notice that because Thanksgiving is used as a huge promotional opportunity for people at stores. I'm sorry, stores to bring in people. They, like, giant. You have your 400 points, get your free turkey.
Right.
We don't really see the prices because it's such a promotional, wonderful holiday. This is it's a very cherry-picked moment. And it's politics at its worst because you're going to go grocery shopping. I'm going to go grocery shopping. We're going to feel the sting.
Yeah.
Despite what he says. And I hate this. Oh, Biden versus me.
Shut up and move forward.
I don't care who's the president. Just my bills are higher.
We started things off a little lighter to talk about the sandwich guy
sandwich
trial. You people have really helped us out with a little levity this morning because we talked about, remember the guy who was upset with the fact that, you know, there are border agents in the city. So he got mad and took his Subway sandwich and threw it at the guy's chest.
That's $5 wasted.
It was called the felony footlong by his own coworkers, the border agent, on the stand talking about how he felt, the impact beneath his ballistic vest. He also claimed that there was mustard and lettuce and other things.
There was an onion around my antenna.
And yet the pictures and the video from the scene shows the sandwich still wrapped on the ground. Anyway, the jury said acquitted. Not guilty. Somebody texted us earlier, said, charged with assault and a pepper.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me both happy and sad. I love that. And I hate it.
Oh, my gosh. Great. So was our light start to the day. We did get into Governor Shapiro calling out Rob Bresnahan in his vote on that horrible bill, which has now led to, it looks like, as a part of that bill, more than 500,000 Pennsylvanians are expected to lose health care or leave it because of the high cost. Also going to affect tens of thousands of people in his district who get food through SNAP. And that fight continues. The president lost another round in court. He can tell you anything he wants to tell you. Yes, we're complying. They haven't. They have not complied. They have not let the money go to help people. So a judge says, you've got one day to do this. You think he's going to do it?
Mm.
He's going to appeal it, I bet you. And this thing's going to go on and on. He doesn't care that people are going to struggle. Anyway, we did hear from Shapiro. He also talked about the state budget, and he got into his thoughts on what happened on election night. You can go on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And right there, you can use the rewind feature. If you missed any of that, go back and give it a listen. Now, when it comes to the holidays coming up, I'm not shocked, but this is a trend. I don't know if it's going to continue with people struggling, but I think people buy artificial trees anyway. But 40% of people have multiple Christmas trees in their home.
We do.
Big size ones?
No, not always big size. We have had two big Christmas trees in the past.
Oh, boy. Isn't that something?
It's something. Yeah, it's
a lot of work. Many adults expand their Christmas decorations. 40% will. How about this one? 40% will display three or more trees this holiday season.
It's like you want to live outside.
No, 27% have two trees, 51% just using one, and 10% say they're going to add even more than they did in previous years. So where do you put them? Living rooms, number one. Dining rooms, There are people who put them in their dining room and in the hallway. So, I mean, I have enough ornaments now to probably do a few trees, but...
Bragger.
18, no, it's just, you know.
You collect it over time.
Well,
right?
In the very beginning, our first tree together, you know, you just buy the generic. I had the generic ornaments. But then since then, you know, I get ornaments. Yeah. I went shopping at like old shiny bright ornaments, you know, the old ones from like the 50s and 60s. And then the other ones get put to the side. 18% of you will have your trees up before November ends. So when will you guys put your tree up?
Last weekend.
Oh, what's up?
My daughter was after Halloween. She's like, Halloween's done. Now it's time to think about Christmas. Let's do the tree light. And my wife woke up on Saturday morning last week and said, I really hope she forgets because I have to like go through the garage and dig everything out. And she brought it up like first thing. So my wife went out. She found it. We put the tree up. She had a blast. And I was like, wait, why are we rushing? And my wife looks at me. She shoots me this look. And I knew what the look said, which was this. We have the 13-year-old. We have the 9-year-old. And the 13-year-old has figured things out, which we didn't think he'd ever.
Okay.
And we have, she's like, this may be the last with the 9-year-old.
Right.
Let her joy, her magic. Yes. So, and she is, she might be questioning, but she is all in.
Yeah. She's all for it.
Yeah. She's all in and she's just like loving every part of it.
If I had an artificial tree, it would be up right now, but we don't. We get a fresh one, so I can't do that.
We're doing so well, by the way, with this economy. We're actually using fresh trees, and then we keep replacing them every 3 weeks.
How many trees do you guys put up in your house? I'm really curious to know. It's been very, I think, emotional for a lot of players in the National Football League, and also just for people, fans and people across the country pouring their hearts out. The sadness for this Cowboys defensive end, Marshawn Kneeland. He is dead at the age of 24, and he died yesterday morning from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I think he was responsible this week, was he, for a blocked punt? And,
yeah, he scored a touchdown this week.
Yeah, it was a big deal. A lot of celebrating for that. He was found after fleeing a vehicle crash following a police pursuit Wednesday night. Officers searched for about 3 hours before they found him with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police reported that Kneeland had expressed suicidal ideations during the incident. The Cowboys confirmed his death without specifying the cause, but they talked about how he was a beloved teammate and a member of our organization. There were many, players from all different teams who were talking about, mental health help for people or, passing along the 988 suicide and crisis lifeline.
But boy, talk about a situation where you don't know what's in someone's head. All you do is you see him celebrating on a Monday.
Yeah.
And takes his own life. It's
tragic. Mental health affects everybody. It doesn't matter your job, your status, your salary, your race, your gender, nothing. It's something that is prevalent in our, and not enough is done, prevalent in our society and at the root of many, many things. Such a sad, sad story. So Marshawn Kneeland, at the age of just 24 years old. Very, very sad. Remember, help is available. Yep. You can talk to someone today. The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988 is the number to call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.